You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Hi, this is 3 Mob Radio. The name is Larry Quilirai. Zimbabwe women have beaten Thailand women by 7 wickets at Takashinga Sports Club in the first one day. And the standout performance was from Josephine Komo, who is the Zimbabwe women's vice captain, and she was in a partnership of 105 with skipper Marianne Musonda, who scored 50. Josephine Komo scored 57 and took 2 wickets. And the first thing I asked is that how delighted she was and how important it was to get herself a century and wickets so early in the series.
Indeed, I am very delighted with the half century and wickets. It's very important early in this series because it comes as a confidence booster, not only for myself, but for the team as a whole.
So what was the plan for you and Marianne for the stand that took you to the win?
Well, we had a very simple plan with Marianne, which was to just keep things simple, the scoreboard ticking as well. And to go all the way and not leave it for the other guys that we need to bet.
And finally, what do you think the team still has to work on going forward, especially in this series?
I think as a team we can improve on our bowling in terms of the middle overs. Maybe I feel like we can contain Thailand a little bit more. So yeah, just working more on containing the Thai.
That there is the voice of Zimbabwe Women National Cricket Team Vice Captain, Josephine Komo, after, of course, their win over Thailand. And there are 3 matches still in the one-day series to take place, and those are taking place at Takashinga Sports Club. No crowds are allowed to go and watch matches. They're all being played in a biosecure bubble, of course, in line with World Health Organization and the government standards. Otherwise, we will be giving you updates on our social media platforms, on Twitter at 3 Men on a Boat, on Facebook, facebook.com/3Men on a Boat, and on Instagram at 3Mob.com. Otherwise, stay tuned to 3 Mob Radio. The name is Larry Quidirai.
This is a 3 Mob Radio production. www.3-mob.com.